There are grounds that are dangerous, and when walking on them, you must be very careful, lest a full step makes you fall. I don't know if you have heard of some grounds, such as quicksand, which apparently they seem to be normal ground, but it's not until you put a foot on them that these sands, you begin to realize that they are making you sink. And the more desperate you are to try to get out, the faster and the downward the movement will be. And in the end, it will pull you to sink completely. This term is used many times when we are in certain situations where we have to make complicated decisions, and it usually tells us, be careful, because it is quicksand. Precisely meditating on this, I wondered what quicksand we might encounter on the road of life. We could consider that it is solid ground, but only when we place our feet on it, we realize that it was not like that. Well, the Bible teaches us this way. There are roads that seem straight to man, but their end is the way of death. Let's say that one of these grounds, or one of these quicksands of life, is what we could know, what the world has taught us as success. Someone once said to me, "You want to know someone's character? Do you really want to know what their faith is and how dependent they are on God? Give that person everything they want. Yes. And you will realize if he really loves God, has a true faith, and lives for God." And this left me thinking, and I think it's a great reality, or it is a great truth. Because usually, and I say so because it is what I have realized, and I have even experienced it. When we have nothing, or when we are in need, we always run and look for someone who can solve our difficulties. In this case, we will raise our eyes to heaven and look to the Lord. I don't know if it has happened to you. Now, some people harden their hearts and they forget about God. But in times of crisis is when we still come up with phrases like, "Oh my God." And we remember that God is real. And we even take our space to pray and ask Him to have mercy and to help us in the midst of the illness or in the midst of a scarcity, which is not wrong, my dear friend, because God is our Father who likes His children to ask Him and to ask Him with tranquility, to ask Him with faith, knowing that if they ask Him, He will answer. So God has no problem with us asking Him for something in times of crisis. It may be easier for us to approach God, but what happens when we are in the time of abundance? I ask you to receive this audio and the words of this audio. And please be honest with yourselves. What happens when we have money in our pocket? Or we have money in our bank account, or the fortnight is coming, or the salary is coming, and then we have abundance at home. Yes, we say, "I believe in God." Of course I do. But are we still as dependent on God as when we had nothing? This leads me to meditate. And I believe that it is difficult for human beings to understand that riches are not everything. And it is also difficult for them not to surrender to the lordship of riches. I have talked to many people, and I have come to the conclusion that it is somewhat difficult for someone who has everything to understand their need for God, and that they need to depend on Him absolutely. For example, someone who is used to doing things their own way and seeing that they will always do well will depend on the Lord very little, because the first thought he will have in his mind is, I can do it. I have always succeeded. And everything I have planned comes true. Or preach to a person who needs God. Or tell a person that you need God when they have money in their accounts, when they have cars, when they have houses, when they have everything. Maybe he will say to you, yes, I believe in God. Of course I believe in God. I believe in him, of course I do. But in my own way. Because their God is not the one who heals the heart and saves, but their own understanding of money. That's why Jesus said, it is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. He's not saying that it cannot happen, because when we speak of the kingdom of heaven, we must understand that it is a word that expresses government, that expresses the complete dominion of God over the one who decides to surrender in submission to Him. If we are clear about this concept, we will understand that nobody else can rule over us. But when we depend on riches, money ceases to be a slave and becomes your Lord, your God. We can say that we believe in God, but when money touches us, everything changes in us. This actually happened to the people of Israel. The people of Israel, after leaving the slavery of Egypt, God took them through the desert with a promise. He was going to settle them in a place flowing with milk and honey. In a place where they were going to be free and enjoy the riches of the land. And so it was. But before they entered there, God recommended something to them through Moses. And I invite you to read it with me in Deuteronomy chapter 8. And by reading it, we can understand the clarity with which God gives them the message and be able to synthesize them in a few brief words. Be careful when it seems that you already have everything. Never forget God. It may be happening to us today. So don't be content to say, I believe in God, because the Bible says that demons believe and tremble. Living for God is what is going to make the difference. Because you can believe in God, but what motivates you? What moves your heart? Where is your confidence and your foundation? Really in God? That's totally different. That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, and this is such wonderful advice, because if we don't listen to it and keep it, treasure it and put it into action, we will have a lot of headaches later on, as happened to this nation, as happened to the people of Israel. Look what it says: when you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise God for the good land that He has given you. However, that is the time when you must be very careful in your abundance. Be very, very careful and see that the risk many times is not in having nothing, but in having everything. There we will be heavy. There we will be demanded much more. So be careful in your abundance. Be careful not to forget the Lord your God by disobeying the commands, the ordinances and the decrees that he gave you today. For when you're satisfied and have prospered and have built fine houses to dwell in, when your flocks and herds have increased greatly in number and your livestock and your silver and gold have multiplied along with everything else, be very careful. If we relate these words to what we're experiencing today, it could be said as, be very careful when your wages are raised. Be very careful when you enjoy well-being. Be very careful when the blessing you are about to receive comes to you. Be very careful not to forget the Lord your God. In other words, be careful not to change your dependence on God for what your eyes see. Verse 14 of Deuteronomy 8 says, do not become proud in those days and then forget the Lord your God, who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. In other words, never forget where God brought you from and that it has been him alone. And if you now enjoy a privilege, if you're now in a good position, remember that it was God that put you there. And it was not your merits, but grace alone. You know, Paul had a phrase that he kept repeating to himself, and he used to say, by grace I am what I am. Praise God. This always reminded him that he was weak, always reminded him that he was an earthen vessel, always reminded him that he didn't deserve anything. Always reminded him that if he separated himself from God, he would fall from his grace. And if he fell from God's grace, he would be the weakest of the weak, a total failure. My beloved friends, it is good to always remember this word. Not all the time you will be crying. Of course, moments of laughter will also come. But when you laugh, do not forget that in the moments when you shed tears, you received the true comfort of the Lord. And that now that you laugh, not because in your strength you reached that point, but because it was God who sent a new season for you. We depend only on the Lord. And if you don't believe it today, you will experience it later. So be careful and don't forget, because the abundant life will be lived depending on whom we depend on. Father, I thank you for your word. It is necessary. I believe that every day we remember, Lord, this truth, as perhaps life can change us in the blink of an eye, and not necessarily for the worse. It can be for the better, but what will be our motivation? On whom will our dependence be? What will be the attitude that we take in front of the moments, no longer of crisis but of abundance? Knowing that everything comes from you, Lord, will keep us. And that separated from you, we can do nothing. Today I pray for each person who receives this word, so they do not deviate. That these words, Lord, sound like an echo in every heart. So we do not forget, Lord, that everything comes from you. And that perhaps if we do not recognize that it's only by your grace, just as it came, it can also leave. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Today, Your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos is speaking to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. I want to invite you every day to have a word from God. Therefore, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's called Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the little bell so you can get all our notifications. A big hug and many blessings.